Auburn with three tight ends. One of those is John Samuel Schenker as the fullback for Tank Bigsby. It's a pro-eye set. Ashford under center. Turns and he hands to Tank. Tank is in. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Tank Bigsby. Jackson wide right. From wide left. That's the short side of the field. Out of the pro-eye. Ashford under center. Pitches the ball to Tank Bigsby. To the boundary. 35, 25, 20. He is gone. Touchdown, Tank Bigsby. 35 yards. 119 or 110 yards on the night, including a 35-yard touchdown run, averaged 6.1 yards per carry. And we've heard from Coach Cadillac about the run game the last 2 weeks. That's got to be music to your ears, knowing that they're relying on that run game right now.
Yes, sir, it is. You know, all you can ask for is opportunities, and I'm glad that Coach Cadillac, Coach Wilfred, all the coaches are giving us the opportunity, the playmakers' opportunities to make plays.
We saw out of the pro eye set and running to the boundary for two long touchdown runs. Your 35-yarder and then the 40-yarder by Jarquez Hunter. What has to happen up front to get you to turn that corner and have the room to run the football?
Well, you know, guys up front, they did a great job. They have to seal the edge. Tight end came in, Shank and Tyler Frum, they sealed the edge, and I followed Shank up through there, and I did what I had to do, make a guy miss and go handle the rest. When everyone do their job, that's the results we get.
Were you touched on your 31-yard run?
Yes, a dude tried to grab me, but I had tried to switch gears and handle my business and do what I had to do.
13th 100-yard game ties Joe Cribbs in Auburn history. You move past Brent Fullwood and Steven Davis on the career rushing yardage tonight. Those are some big names that you're putting yourself in front of now.
Yes, sir. It's a blessing.
All right, let's talk about getting ready now to go to Alabama. You guys take a two-game win streak and some momentum on the road to Tuscaloosa this coming week.
Yes, sir. It's a big game coming up. Iron Bowl, one of the best games. I feel like the best rivals in the world. We're going to handle our business. We're going to work hard this week. Everybody doing their job, and we're going to have to go out and play ball.
Coach Hartline said you talked to the team at halftime today, just a challenge. What did you tell the team today?
I just told the guys that, you know, I heard guys yelling and stuff. I was like, hey, calm down. You know, if everybody go out and handle their job, we will have the results we want. I said, offensive line, you open holes, running backs will run through it. I said, offensive line, you block, Robbie step up, you make your passes. Receivers, you catch your ball. That is all our jobs. When everyone do that, that's when we play great football.
And they did, and you guys played great football. Congratulations. Enjoy this one. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Auburn's Tank Bigsby's back upstairs to break. Third and 16 from the 18. Play action. Reed in trouble. Reed gets rid of it. And it's picked off. James at the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Down the sideline. He's gone. Touchdown, DJ James! They bring a ton of momentum into the locker room at halftime, does Western Kentucky. You guys go out, shut them out, get a pick six, a couple long runs. You guys dominate the second half. What was the difference out there tonight?
Just our guys staying together. Our seniors coming into the locker room, they spoke with us. They talked about the adjustments we needed to make, and our coaches talked to us about the adjustments we needed to make, and we made those adjustments in the second half, and you've seen the outcome. Everybody was flying around having fun.
What was an adjustment back in the secondary, back at the defensive backs, especially against Reed? That's such a good passing game. What did you guys do differently? What did you do better in the second half?
We really didn't do anything differently. We just listened to what our coaches had to say, read our keys, and just executed when we needed to.
Let's talk about the pick six out there. Just talk about the play. Kind of take us through it and take us to the end zone.
We ran a man coverage. I was supposed to be inside leverage, but I let him release inside and then slipped low hip. And I seen the quarterback rolling out, and I seen one of my D linemen grabbing him. So I'm like, he's going to try to fit it in this window. So I undercut it under his low hip, caught it, thankfully. I seen one of my teammates, it was me and one more Western Kentucky guy and one of my teammates, so I let the block adjust with him, and then I just ran through the sideline and into the end zone.
And then you celebrate a little bit, and then you went to a knee in the end zone out there.
Yes, sir. I had to thank God. Yes, sir.
What did that mean to finish that game with the flurry that Auburn did offensively and defensively in the final home game of the season?
Oh, it meant a lot. Just giving our guys that momentum that we know we have and we know that we can do. we know what's in us, and just execute and keep building each and every day.
DJ, one more big game on this regular season. What do you know about the Auburn-Alabama rivalry?
Oh, it's big. Me being from Alabama, coming back home to play, this is a huge game, historic game on the Iron Bowl. Everybody in Alabama waits on it, you know, so it's a very exciting game to wait on. Very excited as well.
We'll let you enjoy this one. Happy Thanksgiving, War Eagle.
Happy Thanksgiving, War Eagle. Thanks.
DJ James, a pick six for the Tigers tonight. We'll send it back upstairs to Brad. Four wide set for Western Kentucky. Reed to throw. Steps up into the pocket, throws up the middle, and incomplete. The intended receiver was Michael Matheson. It was far short, and Auburn's defense holds. Fourth and nine from the 20. From the left hash. Ocean drops to throw. He's going to run it. No, he's not. Down he goes. Down he goes. Number 28, Hayden Bryce with the sack.
All right, how about the challenge? I mean, they score 17 points in the second quarter. It's a tie game coming into the locker room at the half. What was said? What was the challenge to the defense as you guys go back out in the third quarter?
Well, we knew this was going to be a good football team. They've won some games and scored some points and got some yards this year. So we knew it was going to be a challenge just because of what they do and how they, you know, make you defend the whole field. So when we came in at halftime, you know, we were cool. We knew we were going to get the ball in the second half. And we knew that it was a challenge for us to go out there and get some stops, and that's what we did.
You guys are relentless of late up front. It may not come in the first quarter or the second quarter, but you slowly start to get to that quarterback at some key times in the game.
Well, you know, what he was doing was he was getting the ball out of his hands with screens, and they were cutting us up front. So we knew at some point that we were going to be able to get after him. And you couldn't just turn it loose at times because they had screens, and then you have to chase the ball. So I thought we did a good job of, when it was screen, getting out of the stack and going to help out in some plays.
For a guy like you that played here, and you know what a senior day, and you know what a career is like, for guys like Brooks and Bryce to get sacks late here. And for Bryce, it's on his senior day. You know how important that is to those guys.
Really is. You know, now he can tell his kids, hey, I got a sack on the last play, you know, of the game. And so it was a really special moment for those guys. And like you say, Dylan got his first sack. And then also Garrison Walker made a hustle tackle and got in on a play. So, you know, it's just, you know, those guys needed that.
All right. Now talk about the week coming up. This week, you know what it's like. You've been here before. You know what the Iron Bowl week is like for some of these guys that are going into their first Iron Bowl week. What do you tell them?
Boy, big time game. Yeah. You know, exciting. The guys are excited. You know, I just take my hat off to these guys because they've really worked hard in the last 4 weeks to really put themselves in position where we are right now. So, you know, nothing else needs to be said about that game. It's a big time game.
Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you in Tuscaloosa. War Eagle on this one. Congratulations.
War Eagle.
Auburn defensive line coach Jimmy Brumbaugh back upstairs to Brad. Second and seven from the 40 for the Tigers. Pro eye set. Pitch to Jarquez Hunter. Jarquez breaks one tackle and another down the sideline. 30, 25, 20. Goodbye, Jarquez! Touchdown, Auburn! Let's talk about the two long touchdown runs in the second half. The first one by Tank Bigsby. The second by Jarquez Hunter out of a pro eye set and going to the boundary, and what your tight ends, what they're doing on that play.
Basically, we just want them to secure the edge and be able to get a good, clean picture for the back to hit it into the boundary. Tyler Fromm, John Samuel Shanker did a great job, and then give credit to the offensive line and the tailbacks hitting the home run.
You guys seal the tackle, kicks out, and boy, two big touchdown runs to kind of put this game away.
Yeah, I think everybody would agree 4-27 are pretty dang good.
Yeah. Talk just a little bit about the second half and the difference that you saw in Auburn's run game, especially in the second half tonight.
Yeah, we knew the whole week it was going to be a four-quarter game. Obviously, that's a great football team over there. We knew that we had to establish the run game and just stay patient with it and be stubborn almost, and eventually that one would break and two broke. And so really all the credit goes to Coach Friend putting a great plan together and then the kids executing.
What was said at halftime? What are you talking to your tight ends about at halftime tonight?
just obviously staying under control, staying poised, staying in the moment. I thought we did a good job making adjustments at halftime and coming up with a good plan of things we wanted to run in the second half. But all the credit goes to the kids. I mean, they've done an outstanding job these last couple weeks of buying in. And, you know, when the players execute at a high level, it's all on them.
Talk about the opportunity you've been given here for the last four games of this season.
Undeserving of it. Undeserving of it, absolutely. And just thankful to Coach Williams for the opportunity. Thankful to serve this institution and this community. It's a truly special place, and I'm extremely thankful to be a part of it. And there's a friend of mine that worked here for a really long time, and he told me when I got hired, he says, it's your responsibility to learn to love Auburn and believe in Auburn and it'll love you back, and that couldn't be more true.
You've got some family waiting out there on the other side, is that right?
I do. My brother-in-law coaches at Western Kentucky, so proud of him. He's a damn good football coach, good man, and I get bragging rights at Christmas now.
We'll let you get out there to him. Nice work tonight. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Auburn tight ends coach Joe Bernardi back upstairs to Brad. Western Kentucky rushes five. They throw it over there to Jay Fair at the 10. Makes the first man miss. The second man miss. Fair on his feet near the goal line. That's an Auburn first down. Terrific running after the catch by Jay Fair for the Tigers, the freshman out of Rockwall, Texas. Very interesting days, and Mike Hartline, right now Auburn's quarterbacks coach, joins us, and I'm interested to know what the challenge was at halftime, because Auburn had the momentum early, Western Kentucky gets the momentum going into the locker room, and then Auburn just dominates the second half of play.
You know, it was just sticking to what we've been saying all week, keep fighting, and we knew Western was going to be a good challenge. I mean, they're one of the tops in their conference, and they weren't going to come in and lay down for anybody. So the idea was to stay at it, play ball. One of our leaders, Tank Bigsby, came in and made a great just comment to everybody and speech just about, hey, let's all do our job. If we all do our job, we all focus in a little bit more, things are going to work out for us. And that's what we do. That's what we've been doing the past couple of weeks. We believe, we serve, we stay disciplined, and we just keep fighting to the end.
When Western Kentucky wins, the turnover battle is dramatically in their favor, but you guys flipped the coin today.
Yeah, credit the defense first. I mean, they played their butts off. They've been playing their butts off the past 3 weeks. And you know, they're a group that's led over there very, very well, and we got to protect it as well. I mean, that's a huge thing that we had a problem with early in the year. But if we protect the ball, we don't give it to them, we limit their options to go score, good things are going to happen for us.
Robbie goes 8 of 19 through the air for 102 yards. A couple big plays, though. And I thought we saw him use his legs, his feet a little bit more in the second half tonight.
Yeah, that's what makes him special. You know, he has that option to pull it down and to make things happen. And God has given him a great ability. We got to be a little bit more sharper in the passing game. We got to make some things easy for our receivers. You know, they got to snatch it and grab it. But we had some good looks today. We just got to keep executing that, stay efficient, keep moving the chains. And, you know, eventually in the red zone, we got to punch it in.
One big game left for this team and an opportunity to get the bowl eligible.
It's great. I haven't been a part of it, but I've been a part of some big ones before, and this one's going to be special for everybody. It always is to Auburn Nation and myself to be a part of it. I couldn't be more excited.
Auburn quarterbacks coach Mike Hartline joining us on the Regions Bank postgame show. Congratulations on this win, War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Send it back upstairs to Brad. Jarquez the tailback. It's a pitch to Jarquez. He wants to throw. He throws downfield, wide open. Touchdown, Auburn! Coy Moore with the catch. Well, congratulations. A memorable senior day, and boy, what a dramatic turnaround in the third and the fourth quarter, coach.
Wow. 24 seniors who have been through so much their time here. Special. Got the opportunity to hear each one of those seniors talk last night. Kind of tradition. I'm sure everybody around the country do it, but I know when I was here at Auburn, it helped me so much. And Auburn is in such a good place because of their leadership. And those young guys needed to hear from them. But, man, to have that defense for us to jump out 17-3 and then go into the half 17-7. And, man, I can hear D-Hall, Owen, Kobe Wooten gathering the troops. And, like, we ain't going to have it. self-inflicted wound. That's not Auburn defense. We ain't serving each other. I mean, everything that you want to hear as a coach. And I would like to say that we had all these great adjustments, but honestly, I know offense, those guys made up their mind that they're going to play ball and they're going to get rid of the stupid penalties, the self-inflicted wound, all the talking back and forth, and they're going to go win their one-on-one battles and they're going to do what they coached to do. And that's why I kept hearing over and over. So it made our job as coaches a lot easier when your players are talking that language.
Western Kentucky in games that it wins, the seven games that it has won, dramatically in favor as far as the turnover margin is concerned. When they've lost, they're on the other side of that. And they were on the other side of that tonight. You guys didn't turn the ball over, came up with some big turnovers tonight.
Takeaway, taking care of the football. The most important thing in Auburn program, in this football program, is the ball. Like that Pierce game have. It's the reason that we get to create these memories. It's the reason that dreams come true. It's the reason that I got opportunity to play here at Auburn University, a lot of these kids. So there's nobody bigger than the ball. And every day I remind them, guys, you carrying the hopes and dreams of your teammates, your family, the fans, the Auburn Nation, the staff. So many lives are affected from this ball. So, got to stress to these guys, we got to take care of the football, and we got to get takeaways on defense. And, man, the old guys' effort and the way they swung around, the way we took care of the ball, is that stuff contagious. That's all it is.
Two explosive plays for touchdowns in the second half. 31-yard run by Tank Bigsby, a 40-yard run by Jarquez Hunter, basically on the same play. Out of the pro I set, run to the boundary. You get a seal block from your tight end, a kick out from your tackle. And those two guys are running free down the sideline.
Yes, sir. I've been around a lot of good coaches. And one thing that all of them got in common is they find ways to get their best players the ball. They don't fit them into their offense or this my system. Get creative and you find ways to get them the ball. And those two guys, that 1-2 punch, wow. To see them guys run and feed off each other, it's like deja vu, where I once lived that life.
Yeah.
And that scene is so, I know how they feed off each other. Where I can't remember when Ronnie used to do something good, I was so happy for him. But Lord, no, I wanted to get in there and outdo him. Like I wanted to contribute to the team. I wanted to hear the crowd light up. Man, that dream, that energy, that feeling. Just the memory these guys are creating is going to last them a lifetime. What's going to really get them through life?
You hadn't had tailbacks both go over 100 yards going into last week until since Alabama State last year. They've now done it in back-to-back games, both 100-yard rushers against Texas A&M and now Western Kentucky as you get ready for the Iron Bowl next Saturday.
Again, man, Coach Fred, Coach Hilliard, Coach McDaniels, Coach Simmons, Coach Bernardi, along with the offensive staff, the support guys, the analysts, the GAs. It's a total team effort. Like, those guys get it done, man, and we fight and we egos and we get high-headed, but for the most part, man, we try and do what's best for Auburn. We try and put these kids in the best situation to be successful. And since I took this, I say, hey, this is not a time. We got to lead these kids. It's not a time to think about us, our future, what's good. They are the future. Forget about us. Let's serve them. And I so appreciate that staff, man, for doing that and pouring into these kids' lives because of what done happened over the past 3 weeks. You can't even make this up.
And then you got a defense against a high-powered offense that pitches a shutout in the first, third, and fourth quarter tonight.
Wow. I mean, I think these guys gave up. Whew. I mean, they gave up, what, second quarter, 187 yards. And then these guys come back in the second half and gives up 95 yards.
Total.
Against a Western Kentucky team that got real dudes all over the field. They got a heck of a quarterback and run a scheme and got coaches over there that's wild. That's well veteran coaches that know what they're doing. And for those guys to accomplish that, lights out for those guys. That's Auburn defense. That's all they're doing is playing together, doing their job. And effort.
Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you in Tuscaloosa next week. War Eagle.
Thank you. And War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Carnell Williams. Well, that's going to do it from the Auburn locker room. I'm Andy Bertram.